As I said, my daddy didn't go nowhere without my mother.
That must have been fun, just to take all
kids. Oh, it was delightful. And then, of course, we could gather up all the kids in the community that their daddies didn't fish and wouldn't take the boys hunting. Papa got the boys a gun. He taught all the boys how to hunt, and he'd show them what to kill and what not to kill. And he'd take that on, I guess.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
Yeah.
Does that happen very often?
I don't know.
Well.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. You know, recently my parents, electricity went out in their house, and what happened, no, it was the phone. The phone went out. And what happened was they were doing some construction work, and they hit one of the main phone lines from like a quarter of Wichita Falls. And, you know, one-fourth of the city, everybody's phones were out. Mother's neighbor came over to use her phone and said, you know, she wanted to report her own phone as being dead, and mother's phone was out too. Mother didn't even know it. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, a lot of times she'll take along a little square cloth to use as a
gusset.
What's a gusset?
Where'd she put it?
Well, she just take it so she can match the color.
Oh yeah, swath.
Okay. Sometimes in the mail you'll get a little tube of toothpaste or a little bar of soap as a
sample.
Okay. If a little girl has on a very becoming dress, you might say, "My, what dress?
Becoming or pretty?"
Okay. The little girl might say, "Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even what?"
And mine is what?
Susie's dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
Okay. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pen.
Okay.
Or diaper pen.
Okay. Except they don't anymore. They just stick them.
Yeah.
Man, those
right.
Paper things.
That's right.
Don't forget the beans. Soup that you buy comes in a
can.
What kind of can?
Tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
5 pennies. I mean 10 pennies, of course.
Okay. And describe for me what all a man would wear to church on Sunday.
Well, mine get up every morning and he'd shave and he'd put on a shirt and put on his trousers, socks, and his good shoes, and either a sport jacket or the coat that went to his suit.
Sometimes if you have a three-piece suit, that...
Yeah, a vest.
Okay, I think those look nice.
In the wintertime, he thought he had to have a suit. For the best. But of course they quit wearing them, you know, for a while. But they're coming back.
Popular. My husband has one. I just think it looks so good.
Yeah.
I like that. If a man was working out in the barn or doing dirty work, what would he probably wear?
Overalls.
Okay. You might say, that coat won't fit me this year, but last year it
fit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And say you just bought a suit, so then it would be not an old suit, but a
new.
Okay, a new what?
New suit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets stick out or
bulge.
Okay. you might say, this shirt isn't sanforized. I hope it won't
shrink.
Okay. I had a friend who threw a sweater in the dryer, and she didn't look, and it said, you know, do not put in the dryer.
Heat.